NPR Music. You're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. The Detroit Electronic Music Festival just happened, and two very crispy people are here to tell us all about it. Sammy Yenigun is here, NPR Music Sammy Yenigun, Morgan Tepper is here. Morgan helps at U Street Music Hall, which is a place does production promotion may be the best way to put it.
Promotions associate for U Street Music Hall.
And U Street is a place where a lot of artists like this.
Jeff Mills has actually played there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Might be there.
He looks pretty.
And but you guys went to Detroit to this festival, one that has been going on now for about 12, a dozen years or so.
Yeah, a little over 10 years. I've gotten about 5 or 6 hours of sleep in the past 3 days.
Yes.
And
it was all worth
the
it.
Rest of the time was spent dancing.
That's
to
amazing.
Stuff like this.
Yes. And Sammy used to weigh 190 pounds, now he's 110.
Yeah,
actually, you look exactly the same.
I lost 80 pounds of dancing.
It's all muscle, though.
Oh, yeah.
So this is Jeff Mills. This is quintessential Detroit
this is
music,
this is
maybe?
First generation techno. This is this song came out in the mid 90s, so this isn't one of the earliest techno tracks or anything, but Jeff Mills is of the first generation of techno producers. He's also known as the Wizard, and kind of is a radio personality producer, and he played the headlining set of the last night of Movement. Movement is the new name of Detroit Electronic Music Festival. It's kind of always been known as the Detroit Electronic Music Festival, and people still call it that.
All this show, we're going to cover and we're going to look at what this festival was all about and what excited you and all. Let's just play a little, a tiny bit more of this.
Cool. He's playing a lot of old stuff, some like old hip-hop, Grandmaster Flash, some Kraftwerk, kind of mixing in a mix of things that you might have heard on Detroit radio kind of when he was starting his career. And then this is kind of the point in which he went into the harder techno stuff. And
this
the
piece
place,
is called The Bells.
It's called The Bells, and this place came alive. I mean, it was insane how it just turned on a dime as soon as he played this.
Morgan, what do you describe the scene? Where are we? We indoors, we outdoors. There are 1,000 people, there are 20,000.
Right now, at this point, when Jeff Mills is on, God, I don't know how many people are there, thousands of people. It was the end of the festival. It was just, it was a celebration, basically, of making it all the way through.
It's sort of a marathon.
Yeah.
I mean, we're in this huge amphitheater.
Outdoors?
Outdoors, at Hart Plaza, where the festival is. And, you know, there's like kind of at the base of the amphitheater, there's room, like a dance floor, places for people to dance, and that's all filled. And then if you go to the bottom and you just look up, it's just kind of like a sea of swarming bodies just, you know, moving around, blue lights flashing everywhere, and really interesting stage setup and good sound.
And I was wondering what, just from a standpoint of lighting and design, whether like what falls on the crowd, what's interesting on stage, was there anything you've never sort of seen before in terms of, you would think that people would roll out some crazy sets or...
Yeah, I mean, the thing that was interesting about Jeff Mills, he does all vinyl. That's his thing. He's an all vinyl DJ, and he was kind of just like mowing through these records as he's going. I mean, he would just throw on a record, get ready, scratch it, you know, put it in, mix it in, and then flip the one off of his other turntable, run over to his vinyl collection. Clearly he had his crate already worked out. He knew kind of where he was going. And if you followed the arc of his set, it was really, you know, he ramped up to this kind of harder stuff. The guy who went right before him, Kevin Saunderson, kind of one of the creators of techno, was playing this really hard stuff. And so when he finished, you know, the guy, Jeff Mills, wanted to kind of ramp back up to that place again.
Mm-hmm. So we start at the end. Why don't we talk about how this began? You guys get to Detroit.
Okay.
The festival begins daytime, nighttime?
Daytime, yeah.
Daytime.
Noon.
First thing you heard, Morgan.
First thing I heard, I didn't get in until 8 o'clock that evening. Right when I walked in, I went over to the main stage and I saw one of my favorite DJs, Derek Carter. He's one of the Chicago House pioneers. So that was amazing in itself. And the first song I heard was Donna Summer's On the Radio. You know, just being there and seeing him and hearing that song, I think it was just very exhilarating, feeling the energy from all of these thousands of people that were just as excited as I was. Made it a really amazing moment, an amazing first impression.
Because for a lot of people, dancing to her music and so forth, and the fact that she passed away, what, it's been 2 weeks?
Right.
Yeah, she was a big star at this year's festival. I mean, people were playing her songs all over the place.
Is there any music being made? I mean, where's the thread from Donna Summer, let's say, to something you might hear in this festival in Detroit in 2012?
Okay, well, I'm thinking Donna Summer, she was very, very sexy. Had the Love to Love You Baby song. That was very sexy. From there, one of the more recent sexy dance music producers would have to be Maceo Plex, and he's been one of my favorite producers for a long time now, and I had the chance to see him the second day. He's originally from Dallas, Texas, I believe, and he lives in Spain, in Valencia now.
Let's hear something.
Sure.
Let's hear what he sounds like. What do you want to play?
This next track is one of his latest tracks. It's been doing really well. It's called These Nuts.
Maceo Plex is a DJ, so...
Yes, he is a DJ and also a producer.
And what goes on stage when, I mean, you can guess what's going on in the audience.
Mm-hmm.
So what's going on stage when he's...
When he's DJing? He's picking tracks, he's mixing them.
Is it vinyl, is it digital, what can you tell?
I believe he was doing CDs.
I think he was CDJs.
Yeah. CDJs.
So
and you have
CD turntables, basically.
Right, so they're little things with little controllers
exactly.
on them that
and
mimic...
That mimic what would happen if you were to kind of slow down or speed up a record, and there's the tempo
affecting
on the side.
The digital.
Exactly, affecting the digital audio sound. It's interesting.
And do you know any of the music that's being played that's being mixed together here to make the music that he's...
Well, he's... No, this song he produces. And so when he... This is like a song he'll throw on. Yeah, it's his song. And basically when DJs DJ sets, right... They, for the most part, I mean, I think every single one of the DJs who's at this festival is a producer in their own right. I mean, they all make their own music, for the most part, I think, 100%. What happens is, when they DJ a set, they'll play a bunch of different people's music, but it'll all kind of cohere around the aesthetic that they use in their own production. Mm-hmm. So they have a sound, and it's really interesting because that kind of... builds these bridges between different DJs. You know, when he was on stage, there was, you know, a whole bunch of Morgan's, you know, idols kind of, you know, watching him do his thing and watching him kind of, you know, work the board and get the crowd going crazy, which they were. Excited noises here.
Done summer esque.
Yeah, done summer
esque. D's, D-E-E-Z, Nuts.
Yes, that's the song.
Maceo Plex. Bands, in a different way, most of the shows I would go to would be bands and making music. You know, I could hear a band making this music.
Right.
Were there any?
Yes, there were. I mean, I think for the most part, it's DJs. The couple bands that I saw Footprints is a band who've actually had on the show before. When Giles and Pete Tong came on the show, he picked a Footprints song. There's actually one of these groups that I don't know if you'd call them a band, Benoit and Sergio. They do live singing. One of them DJs, one of them kind of, or does maybe even live production while it's happening, kind of controls the different elements of the song in a program called Ableton. And then his partner, this is Benoit who's DJing, and then his partner Sergio sings over these tracks. This is a song, a cover of a Metronomy song, called Corine. So I saw these guys, I guess it was sometime like around noon.
And Benoit and Sergio.
They're from, they got their start making music in Washington, D.C. And are now internationally touring big stars. They were kind of the talk of, one of the talks of the town around movement.
Seems too bright out to play this at the daytime.
Oh, man. People were loving it. Didn't matter. It was at this party on Monday morning. So this party starts at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Indoor, outdoor?
Outdoor. In this backyard of a bar called Old Miami. And it's kind of, you talk to everyone over the course of the festival and they'll tell you this is the one you got to go to. This is
so these things are scattered. There's not just the event in where we talked about.
Right. So when we talk about Detroit Electronic Music Festival, you know, when we talk about movement, okay, we're talking about the festival, which has lots of stages and it happens during
Plaza,
the day, and
right.
It's Hart Plaza, but. All week there are pre-parties, post-parties. I mean, it's just kind of these DJs go all over town and DJ all these different spaces. One of the best and most famous is one that a guy named Seth Troxler runs. He's the head of a label called Vision Quest, which is sort of the hottest thing in Detroit electronic music right now. And it's this really kind of low-key, you know, there's no hype. It's just that you walk up, you know, he shakes your hand at the door. The guy who, Seth, shakes your hand at the door. I mean, in a sea of, you know, crazy promoters and, you know, overpriced tickets and overpriced shows, it's the most refreshing thing to walk into somebody's backyard, the backyard of one of the town's favorite bars. People are sitting in the grass. People are hanging out.
That's
and this
awesome.
Music is just...
So this music festival is not... expensive. I mean, you're talking $20 a day for a ticket or something to see hours and hours and hours and hours and hours of music.
Exactly. The festival itself isn't expensive at all. I mean, what happens is some of these after parties end up costing as much as seeing 3 days of music in itself because, you know, I mean, really... It's one of the only chances of the year to see some of these people. I mean, and to see all of these people in such a tight setting. The lineups that they bring are things that people would... you know, pay for in that much individually in some cases, and instead you get this lineup with all these, you know, all of my favorite.
I think I
producers.
See sort of the other end of this music when I go to Moog Fest. I mean, that
right.
That's sort of more the bandy oriented stuff.
I think that's right.
I think that's right. Bandy. You mean band oriented?
Yeah, I think that Moog Fest probably has less of the dance side, and this is more of the dance side of sort of the same scene. I mean, there is crossover. I'm sure I'd have to go back and check. But Seth Troxler, the party was great. He's a great DJ. We actually saw him, and he spun one of your favorite songs.
Yes, he did.
Which is?
Actually, in the first day, right after Derek Carter, when I saw Seth Troxler and another DJ producer named Guy Gerber, they did a back-to-back set, which means, you know, one would do five songs, the next would do five songs.
That's nice.
So,
and they would actually collaborate. He was playing melodies over Seth DJing, so they were kind of like collaborating at the same time.
Yeah, it was wonderful. And still running off those excitement kind of fumes and vibes from seeing Derek Carter, I went right into seeing Seth Troxler and Guy Gerber, and they played one of my favorite songs that came out, I believe, earlier this year, late 2011. It's by 1111, which is actually a project that Guy Gerber and Diddy did together. And the song is called Tourist Trap, and this is a Jamie Jones Miss X remix.
That's Tourist Trap. I'm here with Morgan Tepper. I'm here with Sammy Yenigan. We're talking about the Detroit Electronic Music Festival. So this happens late at night, but late at night just is, there is no late at night because late at night just
early.
Keeps on going.
Oh, this is early.
Yeah. 2 o'clock in the morning is you're just getting started.
Oh, yeah. No, so this ended at midnight. what did I do after this? After this, I spoke with Seth and Guy, and they were both just kind of glowing over how exciting it was. And then I said, you know, where are you off to next? And everyone was heading to the after parties. Morgan and I and a couple friends went out. And then we went out again, and then we went out again, and it kind of just continued and continued until we got, you know, this is the first time I've ever done this, but we went to a party at, it started at 7 in the morning the next day. So we
hope they serve breakfast.
I believe they do. Well, they did at the Troxel party. I'm not sure if they did at the, I don't even know.
No, these parties at homes, or they're in clubs, I assume. They're probably in clubs.
Yeah, they're in clubs. They're in clubs for the most part.
They're like little random bars. Like, Old Miami was actually in, like, an old veterans hall.
Yeah, that's right.
And what's the word of mouth that, I mean, obviously here, you ask the person
right.
what's the next thing.
Right.
Is that the word of mouth? Are there electronic means you hold in your hand that's the word of mouth?
Yeah,
that,
and I think a lot of these parties, they kind of, you know, they hand out these pamphlets and people buy ad space in the pamphlets to promote their own parties. I mean, there's people handing flyers right. everywhere. There's, yeah. you know, you talk to your friends. I found out about most of these things from Morgan and, you know.
And how are you connected? I mean, what makes you decide to go to one thing over another? Or
well, we both have a big group of friends who have been going. I've had a friend who's been going for like 9 years in a row, and just talking to people and hearing their experiences. And
I guess at U Street Music Hall, a lot of, some of these people come through,
sure,
so you know
yeah,
these names.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you can go on Resident Advisor too. It's an electronic music magazine, online music magazine, and they're kind of, you know, one of the authorities, I guess, on mm-hmm. on electronic music. They have a lot of really great writers, and
so they suggest.
And so and so yeah, and basically you can post flyers if you know have an account. You can post your flyer on their website, and then they have these forums, and people find out about a lot of stuff like that. It's where a lot of the conversations mm-hmm. about the parties happen too.
And speaking of conversations, often this music is really, really loud. You actually get to talk to people.
I mean, yes, but most people are dancing. Yeah. I gotta be honest, man. Like the soles of my feet are aching. It was like it was 3 days straight of like moving. And so when I say I didn't get a lot of sleep, and you know I was dancing, I mean it's exhausting. But the music was so good, and we were having so much fun. We went to this party 7 o'clock in the morning, and at about 10 in the morning, I suddenly realized that one of my favorite artists of the past, you know, half year or so, was about to go on, and I didn't even know that this was going to happen. He starts setting up. His name is Till Von Sein, and his album LTD just came out at the end of last year, and I've been listening to it right up until I got on that flight to Detroit, and it was awesome.
And you just recognized?
Yeah, you know, somebody was like, "Oh, Till Von Sein's about to go on," and just jumped out of my seat. And
wake up!
Started hugging Morgan. It was great. About to kick in.
It's cranking.
So sun's coming up, you know, you're standing on the deck. It's like this is also outside. That was another thing. We got to dance outside all weekend, and wow. It was gorgeous yes. in Detroit. Really, really nice crowd.
And whenever I go to a regular rock festival that has an electronic music tent. It's generally someone under 25 at these things. And so what's the audience like at a festival like this?
I gotta say, this festival, more than any other festival or electronic music festival or festival in general that I've been to, was so diverse, both racially and age-wise and all of it. It was just like people from all walks of life were coming to this
more
thing.
So than other years?
More so, well, this is the first year I've been. So this,
Morgan, for you?
I think more so than other festivals I've been to. Everyone was very community-oriented, very, like, loving, very accepting. Like, no one cared about what you wore, or what you looked like, or how old or young you were. It was
that
just all about being
zone.
There. Yeah, it was wonderful. It was beautiful.
Do you think any of this is sort of, after all of these years of techno, Detroit at its hub, this stuff is mainstreaming more and more. Do you think that speaks to some of that, the crowd diversity?
Yeah, I do. I think this is something that started in African American communities in Detroit, and then was kind of embraced in Europe, and now it's coming back. And so what you have at a festival like this are black people and white people dancing in the same space. Other festivals I've been to, you very rarely kind of see that. There's an electricity around this music right now. There's a buzz. People are really excited that finally it's being embraced in a way that I think it deserves.
Now, that in music, a lot of times when things come around like that and it's finally gotten popular, that's when all the original people bolt.
Yeah. Well, that's
else.
Why you have a
but
festival
I'm not hearing
like
that.
Movement, though. I mean, yeah. Movement is kind of this underground. It's still this underground thing. I mean, as famous as these people are in other places in the world, none of these people that we just mentioned are really on Top 40 radio.
No.
None of these people are kind of superstars in the way that we think of, you know, somebody even like Skrillex, who would headline other music festivals, who was there last year. But for the most part, it's like much kind of more underground acts in the way that Mokefest is.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got a good range of legendary people who pioneered, you know, techno and house. And then you have, you know, up-and-coming people, but it's still underground. And the crowd, you know, for the most part, really knows what's going on. And
yeah, it's definitely. You know, people are kind of, the people that are going to this are fans.
Yeah.
People aren't stumbling into this for the most part, you
right.
know what I mean?
Marathon fans.
Yeah, marathon fans. We yes. finally crossed the finish line.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. Thank you, Morgan Tepper.
Thank you so
Sammy
much.
Sammy Yenigan.
Bob, thanks for having me.
Yeah. Till Von Sane. And I'll just say to the All Songs audience, last week's show was Maryland Death Fest. This week, electronic music. Next week, we're doing a show about your parents' record collection and how it may have influenced the music you listen to. So, or maybe it was gave you some insight into who your parents are. And so we're asking you to go to our blog. We'll do a little call out and maybe you can tell us that one record that maybe changed your life or...
I'm looking forward to that.
Change your friend's
awesome,
life.
Yeah.
And we're doing that. And then we got a whole bunch of sort of specialty shows. We got summer preview shows coming up. We're also doing this whole thing all summer long, which was we're trying to find a short list of albums that everybody can agree on, that you put on in a room, and everyone, no matter who you are, will say, oh, I love that record. And so all summer long, we're asking you to vote on those. So go check out the next poll. And do that too. Yeah, that's a tough one. Mm. What would be that in your world? Maybe Kraftwerk. Maybe.
Yeah. I mean, if you ran into somebody at Movement who was like hating on Kraftwerk, I don't think they'd be received very well.
Probably
most
not.
Of the crowd. But.
Why don't you give us a piece of music to go out on?
Morgan, you got something?
Sure. This is Audiofly, and this track is called Sunrise BCN, and this was heard at one of the many after parties we went to. We saw the sun through the cracks in the walls, and we didn't care.
We saw the sun rising
kept
as
going.
It came on.
It's awesome. Beautiful.
Thanks. Take care, all. For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
things mean.
What they mean by you can't be unhappy. What is it?